Proclamation number 445, dated the June 1st, 1938. Forgiveness of sins. Second, no human being is given the means to redeem himself from his guilt of sin. He will always require the divine Savior's love for this. Neither has a person himself the power to forgive other people's sins. Only if he acts in his ministry as the representative of the eternal deity on earth and the other person's heart is utterly sincere. That is, if the latter appeals to the Heavenly Father for forgiveness and complete realization of his sin. Hence, the earthly child's will is only ever the decisive factor, and the action of God's representative is merely a symbolic sign of the act of grace. Therefore, the act of confession of one's sins will therefore also always be utterly useless, even if a duty has apparently been fulfilled, if the same confession of sins is not sent to the Divine Father in the most heartfelt prayer for forgiveness at the same time. And, alternatively, such a remorseful confession of sins to the Father will also result in true forgiveness of this sin without this ceremony. People are often no longer aware of how distant they are from the actual deity, even though they comply with all expectations imposed on them by the Church on earth. Something that should be a sincerely heartfelt requirement has become an entirely mechanical act. And thus, such compliance with duties cannot always result in the same blessing. People's hearts must find God. The intimate contact with the Creator and Redeemer must be established first, then the Lord will provide His earthly children with an abundance of grace, so that they will come ever closer to Him and soon no longer want to live without their Savior on earth. However, the person must take the first step. Everyone knows when he has sinned. And just as he has found sin by himself, he must also find inner reflection. If he recognizes his sin, he will also learn to abhor it, and then follow remorse and the wish to be released from the guilt. But in that case, his prayer for forgiveness will come from the heart and will also reach the ear of the one who alone redeems all guilt on account of his great love. Amen.